So do you remember a time when you got bent out of shape, or when, you know, when things just, when you really messed up bad, when you had an elision or a collision or ran aground?
Yeah.
Or
I've had a couple of times in my life.
Can you remember one instance that I mean, you know, like that, where it was and what the
Yeah, it was Clinton Bridge.
Clinton, Kentucky?
Clinton Railroad Bridge, Iowa.
Oh, right. Clinton Railroad Bridge,
and
Iowa.
I was making it. I came out of Lot 13, mm-hmm. going down the bridge. I was flanking down there. Mm-hmm. And you got to flank that bridge. You go right down that shore, right to the city shore. And there's a sail right above the bridge here. Mm-hmm. And that bridge itself, it's a swing bridge.
Oh, right.
And the head's supposed to come around. But I got my stern too close to the bank, that starboard string.
Oh.
Went, and the two strings went through the bridge, and you just sitting there watching the two strings go through the bridge, and you're up there shaking and sort of in a daze, you know, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you collect yourself and this.
It's like it's happening in slow motion.
Yeah, am I really seeing this? You know? Yeah. I mean, that's one of them.
Now, what did you do? Do you remember what you did when you saw how that this wasn't going to have a happy ending?
I sent on a gentle arm and got the crew off the boat.
So you got the crew off the boat?
Yeah. Got them off the barges, you know. Well, I don't even think they was on the barges, but mm-hmm. I told them to stay inside, you know.
Right.
Till we everything settled down. Mm-hmm.
Was anyone hurt?
No one hurt.
I bet your pride was, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I felt like that, baby.
Yeah. No, and back then, gosh, what year was that in? Do you remember?
About the 81.
Okay, so back in 81, you didn't have cell phones.
No, had a radio.
You had a radio, so, and were you in constant communication with the company?
Yeah, we had a good communication with the company with the radio.
Obviously with the Coast Guard. But
back then, there wasn't so much about the Coast Guard as the company, you know.
Right, okay, so You had to call in. What did you tell them? You know,
I say I was flanking the bridge. I messed up, and mm-hmm. I said, "Well," and I told them what I was doing. Got tugs to help me, you know, and putting them back together. And that was
so. Were you worried about keeping your job?
No, not really.
Okay. So there was no investigation or anything like that.
No, it wasn't really
not back then. Okay. Uh-uh. Because I think you know today, they're probably.
Oh yeah, it's a different ballgame. It's a different difference. You know, what could you have done better? It was pretty lax back then. It's mm-hmm. not as, like it is. It's not as intense. It's not as much pressure from.
Right. So now that was obviously a memorable time because you know you were in charge and you had to make a call and you had to stand by it. Have there been other times out there when maybe there've been mishaps or casualties, or maybe have you lost anyone on?
There was one time I was in St. Louis in the coal run. I was at the coal dock, ACT coal dock, mm-hmm. which is where we're low coal.
Right.
And I was in the coal run, mm-hmm. and the guys was hooking the cable up to load the barge. You know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about?
Oh, sure.
And, and they was out there on the head and. All at once, I seen one guy. I got another story, but mm-hmm. I seen this one guy come out, get flipped up, and go in the barge.
Oh my gosh!
And the other one, knocked him down on the deck. Mm-hmm. He was okay, and he come back. Well, he can make it back to boat, but I had to shut the operation down, call 911, and get an ambulance center for mm-hmm. this guy. Broke his back. And he got up out and got out of the walk out of the barge, okay, but he did break his back.
Wow.
And it scared me. And this is part of my story, and I don't mind telling. The Lord got my attention one year when I was in Memphis, Tennessee. I had two fuel flats on the side of the boat taking fuel. It's Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And a lightning bolt come behind me about 5 feet.
Are you serious?
And hit an antenna. And I just went back to my couch and I sat there for about 5 minutes. And it showed up stuff all through the boat. And I said, Lord.
And you got two fuel flats.
I got two fuel flats.
And a bolt of lightning. And that's That's insane.
I'm serious. It got my attention.
Holy mackerel.
I never will forget that. You don't forget stuff like
so
that.
So were you on watch at the time?
Yes, I was on watch.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, they were down there pumping, doing lightning bolt hits you around about 10 feet behind you. And
that's insane. And so obviously you felt the heat and the
You felt the electricity
and the noise
and it you don't forget a lightning bolt.
But you weren't hurt. No one was hurt.
No one was hurt. It just said that messed the electronics equipment up a little.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Probably 89 or something like that.
Wow. And of course you came away from that. Obviously, as a man of faith, that impressed you, but it didn't convince you to leave the water.
No, it didn't. Okay. No, I went there. I went down with it.